Listen to shoot the defence. It's unbelievable, Jeff.
You know, the one thing I enjoy most about Christmas isn't spending time with family. It's the bit where you sit in front of the TV absolutely stuffed watching soaps one after the other. I mean, what a wonderful way to end Christmas Day. Back-to-back soaps. Emmerdale, Coronation Street, and then EastEnders. And you know that something is going to happen in one of the three. Something that is going to be what they call jaw-dropping. I actually looked for the odds for some EastEnders deaths, but there's nothing really happening this year. To be fair, I've been following Corrie more than EastEnders. Although I still feel that Keanu in EastEnders looks like Eric Dyer. So, yeah. That's the only funny thing I could really say. It's remotely funny. But tomorrow, the football is back. And, you know, I just love the festive football calendar. It's just, you know, we go through certain periods of the season, like international breaks, and we're sitting there thinking, fucking hell, this is horrible. You just can't be bothered. But then your faith is restored during the Christmas period because the games come thick and fast. We had the games at the weekend, and my tips came in at 100%. Yes. Every single tip from last week came through. 100%. How many tipsters out there can say that, eh? Not many, if any. So I've got some for the Boxing Day fixtures. Now, I don't know whether you're listening to the show tonight on Christmas night, Christmas Day, or Boxing Day tomorrow morning. So here's my tips for Boxing Day. Now, the first game, it's Leicester City against Man City. Now, as we all know, Leicester got a shock win against Chelsea at the weekend. And City suffered a shock defeat against Crystal Palace, conceding three goals at home as well, which is kind of unheard of recently with City. I can't remember the last time they lost at home, really. Was it Leicester that beat them at home? Was it Chelsea? I can't even remember. But, you know, Leicester's home form isn't great, and I'm pretty sure Guardiola will be looking for a massive response from his team after that defeat. Wounded animals. You got to watch out for these wounded animals, and City have Fernandinho back, De Bruyne's back, Aguero and Mahrez will probably start. Smart money for me is on City to win. I know Ndidi was absolutely phenomenal against Chelsea, but, you know, Leicester's fullbacks, I'm really not convinced. I like Christian Fuchs, but will he be able to cope with Mahrez? I don't even know who's at right back. Is it Pereira that's at right back for Leicester? Sané's a good player, and he had a bit of a blip against Palace. So I kind of expect Leicester to be hitting City on the counter-attack and trying to get in behind them with Jamie Vardy's pace. But I'm going 1.5 goals, and I'm going Man City to win. So that's my first tip. So it's two tips in one. Next game, Liverpool against Newcastle. This is easy money as far as I'm concerned. Liverpool to win and over 1.5 goals. Liverpool have only conceded two goals at Anfield this season, seven overall. Newcastle can just about score. I think they've scored seven in their last eight, which is an absolutely diabolical goal-scoring record. Liverpool unbeaten as well. The confidence is flying. So I'm pretty sure Liverpool will be getting a win for this one. So again, two tips in one. So that's four tips already, ladies and gents. For nothing. Next game, I'm going to go Man United against Huddersfield. Now, obviously, I'm a United fan, and I'm not getting too giddy about the victory against Cardiff because, you know, we needed to put in a shift and we needed to get a result. Huddersfield will be a side that's going to come and sit back. They've lost their last five Premier League games, and I kind of expect that run to get worse for them. You know, it's really important that United continue where they left off. I can see United winning this game and 1.5 goals. So there you go. Six tips in the space of what? 2 minutes? 3 minutes if that? Four minutes 40 to be precise. My final tip. No, you know what? I'm going to give you another two more tips. I'm going to give you Spurs against Bournemouth. I'd go with Spurs to win, which is a no-brainer given they absolutely battered Everton away from home. I know Dele Alli may be out, but you know Moore and Lamella will probably come in, and Pochettino is really good at ringing the changes and making some tactical switches. Spurs to win and over 1.5 goals. Final one, Crystal Palace against Cardiff. My money is on over 1.5 goals. I'm not going to call a winner in this one. And the reason why I say this is because as good as Crystal Palace were against Man City, as good as they were against United, they were unlucky to get a point. I don't know. This is just one of those games where you can kind of see a banana skin, you know. We've seen it time and time again where teams have great results and then they go on this ridiculous run of drawing games or losing games. I'm not saying they're going to lose. I've got an inkling that Cardiff might get something. So just go for the 1.5 goals in this one, ladies and gents. So just to recap, Leicester against Man City, City to win and on 1.5 goals. Liverpool to beat Newcastle, 1.5 goals. United to beat Huddersfield, 1.5 goals. Spurs to beat Bournemouth, 1.5 goals. And Crystal Palace to beat Cardiff. Crystal Palace and Cardiff, 1.5 goals. Yeah, Crystal Palace to beat Cardiff. But no, keep that one aside. Don't put any home wins or away wins. Just go for the 1.5 goals. And that's it. If you guys have any questions or you want to run anything by me or let me know how you got on with last week's tips, I'm interested to know who's been subscribing, who's been taking on these tips and who's been making money, because as I said, 100% at the weekend, you cannot go wrong. And yeah, just also let me know how your Christmas has been, man. I mean, it's been a pretty quiet year this year, you know, for me at least anyway. I haven't seen that many people putting up tweets and photographs of being with their family, so perhaps everyone's just grown out of that whole look at me, look how many presents I've got, look how many things I can put on my plate. So yeah, anyway, until the weekend, guys, have a good one. Give us a follow on Twitter at Shoot Defense. Visit stealthsecretsource.co.uk and subscribe for more tips. We've got Serie A tips, we've got La Liga, we've got Bundesliga, EPL or Premier League as it's known, Eredivisie. So yeah, take care.